A wind whale dropped. Its tentacles probed the river. It caught something, dropped ballast water. A human figure writhed in the whale's grasp, screaming. My spirits rose. We had done it. The whale lifted too high. For a moment it raised the Dominator out of the null. Deadly mistake. Thunder, lightning, terror on hot hooves. Half the town and a swath to the edge of the null shattered, scattered, burned, and blackened. The whale exploded. The Dominator fell. As he plunged toward both water and null, he bellowed, "Sylith! I name your name!" I loosed an arrow. Deadeye, one of the best wing shots I have ever made. I got him in the side. He shrieked and clawed at the shaft. Then he hit water. Manta lightning made the river boil. Another whale dropped and shoved tentacles beneath the surface. For a long moment I was terrified the Dominator would stay under and escape. But up he came, again in a monster's grasp. This whale, too, went too high, and paid the price, though the Dominator's magic was much enfeebled, probably by my arrow. He got off one wild spell, which went astray and started fires in the guards' compound. The guards and tribesmen were closely engaged nearby. The spell slew scores from both forces. I did not get another arrow off. I was frozen. I had been assured that the naming of a name, once suitable rituals had been observed, could not be stilled by the null. But the lady had not faltered. She stood a step short of the edge of land, staring at the thing that had been her husband. The naming of the name Sylith had not disturbed her at all. Not Sylith. Twice the Dominator had named her wrong. Only one left to try. But my grin was hollow. I would have named her Sylith. A third wind whale caught the Dominator. This one made no mistake. It carried him to shore, toward Darling and her escort. He struggled furiously. Gods, the vitality of that man. Behind us, men screamed. Arms clashed. The guards had not been as surprised as I. They were holding their ground. The airborne Taken hastened to support them, flinging a storm of deadly sorceries. Toad-killer Dog was the center of their attention. Elmo, the lieutenant, and Silent jumped the Dominator the moment the wind whale dropped him. That was like jumping a tiger. He threw Elmo 30 feet. I heard the crack as he broke the lieutenant's spine. Silent danced away. I put another arrow into him. He staggered, but did not go down. Dazed, he started toward the lady and me. Tracker met him halfway. He set the son of the tree aside, grabbed hold of his man, started a wrestling match of epic scale. He and the Dominator shrieked like souls in torment. I wanted to rush down and tend to Elmo and the lieutenant, but the lady gestured for me to stay. Her gaze roved everywhere. She expected something more. A great shriek shook the earth. A ball of oily fire rolled skyward. The dragon flopped like an injured worm, screaming. Bowman's had disappeared. To be seen was the limper. Somehow he had dragged himself to within a dozen feet of me without my noticing.